Jesus praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. And give him the adoration tonight. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Father, thank you for this night. Blessed be your name for helping us thus far. Thank you for the experience of victory. We ask that not one person will live here the same way they have come. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Shout the loudest amen. The AC of this place was trying to be a challenge until it was conquered. And now, in the morning session, some people I heard were asking for the fan to be turned off because it was too cool where they were. I think too cool is better than too hot. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Joshua chapter 16, verse 20. 6:20. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet that the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Everybody who believes that every wall standing before you tonight will collapse, flash, shout the loudest, amen. Did you see the beauty of the environment where you are just now? They just showed that to you right here. Your case will not be like a crippled man sitting at a beautiful gate. Ugly situation in a beautiful location. I pray and prophesy to you today. When you walk out of any of these doors tonight, you are walking into purpose and walking into destiny and walking into fulfillment. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Tonight is a night of praise and a night of worship. And it's not a night of too much preaching. So I'm going to speak just sharply in a few minutes on the sound of victory. The sound of victory. It is important to know that one of the most powerful sounds on earth is the sound of praise. And that is because the sound of praise is the sound of victory. The sound of praise is the sound of victory. How does the sound of praise produce victory? Number one, the sound of praise is a sound of terror and alarm in the camp of the enemy. It's a sound of terror, a sound of, and the sound of worship. It is alarm, it is terror in the camp of the enemy. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, all the way to verse 3, he said, then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider, as he thrown into the sea, he's singing a song. The Lord is my strength and song, he's become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Jump to verse 14. He will tell you what that praise just did. He said, the people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold of the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as steel as a stone. Till the people pass over. O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased. Thou shall bring them in. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. While praise is going on, terror is happening in the camp of the enemy. They run without anybody pursuing. I stand here by the mantle of God to prophesy. As we sing the songs tonight, as we praise the praise tonight, as we dance the dance tonight, I declare terror on the enemies of your life, the enemies of your destiny, the enemies of your family, the enemies of our nation, the enemies of our generation. You believe? Shout the loudest, amen. Second, the sound of praise or worship is spiritual dynamite that blows up or blows out limiting walls and structures. The sound of praise, the sound of worship is spiritual dynamite that blows up limiting walls and structures in the life of people. That was what blew up and blew out the wall of Jericho in Joshua chapter 16 verse 20. The people shouted and the dynamite of praise collapsed the wall. In Isaiah chapter 55 and in verse 12, the Bible speaking said, you shall go out with joy, with praise, and be led forth with peace. And when that happens, the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. They shall scatter, they shall be pieces before you as you go out with joy and you are led forth with peace. Tonight, whatever is called a wall of Jericho, whatever is a limiting structure standing between you and your destiny, between you and your future, tonight they shall be blown to pieces. They shall be dissolved and dissipated and disintegrated. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Number three, the sound of praise gets God into the arena of battle, and that guarantees victory. It gets God into the arena of battle. The sound of praise gets God. That is why it is the sound of victory. So as music ministers, every time you minister, your assignment is to get God into the scene of battle, into the arena of war on behalf of God's people. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 20 all the way to verse 24, they arose, and as they began to praise, the Lord set ambushment. The Lord himself stepped down into battle. It gets God on the scene of battle. Listen this night. For somebody here seated, whether you are watching from Dunamis Uyo, or Dunamis in Lagos, or in Asaba, or in Kano, or in Bayelsa, anywhere you are, or in London, England, or around the world, anywhere you are, I prophesy tonight in the name of Jesus, that battle you've been fighting, Jehovah is stepping into it right now. The battle of our nation, Nigeria, Jehovah is stepping into the battle right now. The battle of your family and your community, El Shaddai steps in now. Number four, the sound of praise or worship sets the enemies against themselves. It sets the enemies against themselves. It makes you to win the battle without firing a shot. Did you hear what I just said? To win the battle without firing a shot. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20 to 24. Or 22 to 24. And the enemies, and when they began to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Moab, Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. I announce today, listen to this, and don't play with it. Every satanic gang up against you, against us as a church, against us as a nation, after tonight's sound of praise, it shall scatter. Every satanic conspiracy and gang up against your life as a person, against your family, tonight, after tonight's season of praise and worship, it shall scatter. Those who have gathered to fight you shall fight themselves. And their fight shall begin from tonight. Their fight shall begin from tonight. I prophesy by the mantle of God on my life. Those who gather to fight Nigeria, their fight shall begin from among themselves tonight. The bandits shall waste each other. The terrorists shall waste each other. The kidnappers shall finish each other. The killers shall kill each other. You believe it, shout the loudest. Amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. Shout of praise at the top of your voice. Hallelujah! Acts chapter 16 and in verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately all doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. Somebody say amen. Number five, the sound of praise causes earth-shaking impacts and results. Earth-shaking. It causes such an impact that shakes your world in order to grant you victory. We saw that already in Acts chapter 16, verse 25. Tonight, that kind of result that will shake the ground where you are, that will shake the opposition and shake them into alignment, that kind of result is coming your way. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. The sound of praise. The sound of praise. Number six. Releases power to visit the foundations of captivity, thereby granting liberty. The sound of praise releases power to visit the foundations of captivity, thereby releasing, granting liberty. Liberty. The foundation of the prison that held them shook, and the praise was released. If there is any foundation of your father's house, or foundation of your life and your destiny, that is responsible for any captivity, any poverty, any scarcity, premature death, near success syndrome, failure at the age of breakthrough, whatever be the foundation of our problem as a nation, the foundation of your problem as a person, tonight it shall be visited by fire. It shall be visited by power through the sound of praise. And liberty shall be granted. There are people suffering all manner of things, and they don't know where the problem is coming from. They don't know what where the problem is. One young man here, you remember the story of the young man? Terrible affliction from Kubwa Church, that he didn't know what was wrong with him until one day, was it vomitus or what was that? That brought out 17 things. And he's 16 years old. A pin per year. Ultrasound could not locate it. Nothing could identify, and he was dying. And his father didn't know the solution until he collided with power, and whatever was inside there came out. Am I speaking to that? That's right. Look at that. All of that came out of that boy. Came out of that boy's chest. More like a 6-inch nail or something. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? 16 of them came out of his chest. And that was it. Surgery, any surgery that was meant to be canceled, any affliction canceled, everything canceled. As the power of God visited the foundation of his captivity. I prophesy tonight, everything that is a mystery around your life, a mystery around your destiny, it shall be demystified tonight. Demystified tonight. The foundation of the captivity shall be visited tonight, and your liberty shall be granted. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, say amen like you are a believer. Say the loudest believers, amen. One man met me on Sunday last week after service with IV line on his hand. He went to dedicate borehole in his village. After they dedicated all the borehole, the same night, a witch woman came and literally strangling him to death. He woke up next morning, neck was stiff, right hand paralyzed. Took him to the hospital. It was from the hospital he came on Sunday. Blood pressure, realistic blood pressure, 200 and something over something. He drove with one hand to church, because the other hand was not working. And saw me after Sunday service. And I released fire upon that head, and upon that demon, and upon that witch. He was healed on the spot. His neck was free. His hand became free. And I told him that this arrow backfires now. The witch died 2 hours later. The same Sunday, 2 hours. Not tomorrow. The same Sunday. He left me about 1 o'clock. He received a call about 3 o'clock from the village. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. I announce to you today, whatever be the foundation of your captivity, it is receiving a visitation right now. And your liberty is granted right now. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord and let us finish. You want to shout? Go ahead and shout it louder. Foundation of the prison was shaken. Number 7, the sound of praise is the guarantee of supernatural open doors. All doors were opened. All. The sound of praise is the guarantee of supernatural open doors. All doors were opened. In verse 25, all doors, verse 26, all doors were opened. All doors were opened. Spiritual doors, career doors, destiny doors, marital doors, the doors of the womb. Hey! The doors of the womb, the doors of travel, if you needed to travel. All doors, not some doors, not a few doors, all doors were open. Tonight, any door that needs to open around your life, I prophesy by the sound of praise, the doors shall open. The doors shall open. For someone, before we step into the month of August, and that is less than another 24 hours, because we are in the 31st day of July now. Tomorrow is August. For someone, before we step into August, that long-awaited door will open. You know what I just heard? God said to me, I should let someone know that He is about to exceed your expectations. He's about to go far beyond your expectations. He's about to do something that is beyond your imagination. Because you are in a prophetic climate. Where are my people that God delivered at the Asaba crusade? And then the other one that had a mental condition that God healed 2 days ago. Madness. And I asked them to wear suit tonight. And let them dress here like gentlemen. Woo! Woo! To the devil. Woo! Look at that gentleman that the devil said he was mad until 2 days ago. Come, my friend. He's carrying Bible like pastor. I'm happy. How do you feel?
Fine.
Very, very fine. You like the way you look? I need a picture with this guy. Mother is dancing. What about the picture, at least the picture of 2 days ago, which is that is 2 days ago, just 2 days ago.
Come up here. Come up.
Compare and contrast with today. Hey! Mother is dancing and rolling. the devil is a bastard. This did not take by God's power 3 minutes. A touch on the head. Her mind was back to normal. One of my friends, the one that came from Asaba, 15 years of madness. You didn't give him a suit. This one, you needed a suit too. Keyboardist, instrumentalist. The devil, it afflicted him for 15 solid years until last weekend when God delivered him in Asaba, Healing and Deliverance Crusade.
We have decided to follow Jesus. We have decided to follow Jesus. We have decided to follow Jesus. No coming back. No coming back.
That is the mother that has been suffering for this young man. Mother suffering for him for years. Until 2-3 days ago. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. He's joining his mother. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor for the deliverance of this young man. Changing his life, putting the Bible in his hands. And thank you for this, my friend. Changing his life also and returning him back to the assignment he had before. Satan, you are an eternal loser. You will never gain them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What point were we just now? Guarantee of supernatural open doors. Everything, every door the enemy has closed against you. Listen, by the authority of Jesus in this sound of victory night, I announce the door shall open. They shall be open. They shall be open. Shout amen like a believer. Congratulations. Arise and shine. Your light is come. Mama, rise. I'll still be coming to you. I'll still be coming to you. Yes, I'll still be coming to you. What's that?
Thank you. Thank you, Father. I give up to you, as Anna. I hand over this my son to you as Anna did. Anna know that someone is able to save in the hand of man of God.
That's right.
I give it to you today.
His destiny is secure.
I give it to you
in Jesus' precious name.
He has become the stone that the Buddha rejected.
Yes.
Has become something in the corner.
Here was a stone that was rejected of the builder. You remember the song? Congratulations. Congratulations. See him dancing the day he was set free. Dancing, 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 dancing. Praise. Give the King of Kings the loudest shout of praise. A bigger, bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I'm through right now. I'll give you just one more point. Finally, number 8, the sound of praise releases the power to break the chains of bondage. Releases the power to break the chains of bondage. Every man's bands were loosed. Every man. Bondage. Jacob Parata Satika Kalaka. every man's bands were loosed. I don't know what has tied your life. Demon of pornography. Bondage of masturbation. Bondage of lying and stealing and cheating and gambling. Bondage of premature death. Bondage of empty-handedness and joblessness. The other day, a man testified. You remember the testimony? I've been in the military for how many years? 15 or so many years. Every time money enters his hands, a salary-sensitive alcoholic demon. What did I call it? Salary-sensitive. Salary sensitive alcoholic devil arrives. Until the money finishes, he missed foreign trips 3 times. Drunk on parade. Arrived the parade ground drunk. His name is already on schedule for United Nations foreign trip. One day before the trip, you'll be dead drunk. The devil was both salary sensitive and posting sensitive. Progress sensitive. Until he collided with the power of God, and that bondage was broken. Woman testified 2 days ago, by exactly 2 a.m. in the night, another devil will attack her. You remember the testimony. Her urination will cease for 1 week. No urination for 1 week. They had to fix catheter to the woman. For the woman. 1 week, she will urinate. Another 1 week, no urination. Came here almost as a dead person. That devil was broken. Listen, all the way from Kaduna. Everything that is called a chain in your life, tonight is the end of it forever. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Lift your right hand and shout the loudest amen. The loudest shout of amen. The believer shout of amen. The believer shout of amen. Take your seat. 2 things required of you tonight. The hour cometh where true worshippers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. What is the condition for praise? John 4:23. Number one, authentic, impactful praise and worship must be both spirit-filled, must both come from the heart and be spirit-filled. If you permit me, I'll use the word both spirit-filled and heart-full. Both spirit-filled and hearty comes from the heart. Tonight, don't watch people. Be fully involved. Number two, authentic, impactful praise and worship must come in the beauty of holiness. Beauty of holiness. Psalm 29, verse 2. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. A lifting of holy hands. Whatever defiles your conscience denies your access. It defiles your conscience, it denies your access. If you will need to have to ask God for mercy tonight, cleanness of conscience, exercising your conscience to be void of offense towards God and man, then it will be acceptable tonight. I believe it is a new day for somebody. Lift up your right hand, the worship of God. Lift your hands in the worship of God. And we give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we are. You are wonderful. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are. And we give you glory, Lord, as we ooh, we give you glory, Lord. And you are one. You are wonderful. You are one. Oh, Lord, you are happy. You are happy. You are one, you are wonderful.
Thank you. Will you stand up on your feet everywhere?
Lift your voice and worship him in the spirit. Lift your hands and worship him. Lift your hands and just praise in the spirit. Yes, Lord.
Blessed be your name. The power of that sound, the sound of praise, the sound of victory, is working in the life of someone now. Lift your hands high up and maintain quietness where you can. Hands high, lifted. Ooh. kasha. Ite ke paranaga layada ganiga lagayada. Ite ke pele ke siga layada. Iko balayada da yamahasha. Lift your hands. Your hand, something is dropping in this direction. Everything that was mentioned about the sound is about to be released. Liberty, the collapse of walls. That's right. Lift your hands now, place it on the screen. Right now, there shall be terror in the camp of the enemy. In the camp of the enemy, the structure that limited your destiny, they shall be collapsing right now. The battles to be fighting, Jehovah is stepping into the realm of battle now. And now, the enemies that set themselves against you shall begin to fight themselves right now. And now, there shall be the shaking, earth-shaking results around your life right now. And now, power is visiting the foundation of your captivity. And now, this sound is opening the door supernaturally. And now, and then, power to break your chains. Lift your hands. This is preliminary. The praise is continuing till morning. And as every session comes, yokes will break. Liberties will happen. Deliverances will happen. Directions will come. From session to session. Lift your hands high and get ready. At the count of seven, like the wall of Jericho, you shout hallelujah at the top of your voice and place the hand on your head as you receive your victory and your liberty. The shout of hallelujah is our victory shout tonight. Are you ready? Lift your hands high. When I count up to seven, hallelujah, then you place your hand on your head with a scream. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are you ready? Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Something just happened. Just worship him. And with you, Lord.
I can be naked and not ashamed. Good Lord, I can be up and have no fear. For I found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why.
Something happened to people, and I'll ask you shortly to testify out there. But this first call is for everyone who says, Pastor, I'm not here tonight with a clear conscience. I need my sins forgiven. I need Jesus. Don't sit down here, people. I'll tell you when to sit down. I need Jesus in my life. I want to be free. I don't want anything to stand the way of my miracle tonight. I don't want anything to stand my... Above all, I don't want to die and end in hell. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags from this ground floor, the raking, the first gallery, the second, anywhere you are. Don't let the distance stop you. Pastor, I want to make it right with Jesus. I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want my sins forgiven. I'll give you the count of 15. And I want you to be the first person to run to the front here so that this night can be a night of victory for you. Go ahead. One.
Hallelujah.
Two.
Hallelujah.
In the sound of victory.
Hallelujah.
Immoral lifestyle, drunkenness, tobacco smoking, whatever lifestyle. You may say, Pastor, I've come out like this before. You came out like this before, but your life has not changed. Then you must come out again and be set free and let that yoke be broken. I'll give you another count of 10. Go ahead, take it forward.
Hallelujah.
One.
Hallelujah.
Two.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Three.
Hallelujah!
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 Hallelujah! big clap and a loud shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody blessed here this morning, say amen.